Teenage PD Radio for entertainment and Teenage PD Radio for entertainment and Teenage PD Radio PD Radio PD Radio PD Radio for entertainment and Teenage Geeks Collide for entertainment and Collide for entertainment and Teenage Collide for entertainment and Teenage Collide entertainment news Collide PD Radio Collide entertainment news Collide PD Radio for entertainment and Collide PD Radio for entertainment and Teenage Geeks Collide
everybody, it's Aisha, Moiba, and Brianna, and you're listening to TD Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, April 6th, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in New York City, and joining us tonight is brother-sister recording duo, Becca and Alec King of This Boy, That Girl. They, you know, sing, rap, write their own music. They do a lot of stuff. They even play instruments, right? And recently, they were guests on Aaron Carter's Wonderful World Tour, and now they're wowing crowds throughout California and beyond. So, with that being said, let's welcome them back. Welcome back to the virtual building, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know we had so much fun last time. We're like, let's do it again. Why not?
All right.
All right. Well, we are going to go down memory lane tonight and kind of just give some advice to our listeners who are graduating from high school. They're super excited, but they're also terrified at the same exact time, right? So we're going to just let them know, like, some life lessons, things that they should know as they, you know, leave home or just leave the hallways of their high school. But before then, I want our listeners who maybe, you know, just getting familiar with you guys for the first time to learn a bit more about you. So let's talk about you guys. First up, really quickly, share how you just got your start in the music business for those who don't know.
Well, Alec, you
want to
take this one?
You go.
Okay. I didn't want to interrupt. Well, we're from Colorado, and we slowly but surely kind of moved out to L.A. just by going back and forth and stuff with jobs and everything. I did kids bop, which most people don't know. So I was out in L.A. a little bit when I was younger, and then the whole fam kind of moved out, and Alec got involved with rapping. Yeah, around like 16 or something, and we kind of just fell in love with music, and it's been amazing.
Okay, first of all, everyone does know Kids Bop. Kids Bop is popping. I'm sorry.
Yes, Kids Bop. I had like versions 1 through like 12.
Right.
Now you guys, I mean, everybody knows now that you guys are brothers and sisters. But growing up, how would you rank your sibling competitiveness between you two on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, if she does something, then, you know, I got to do this, or if he does something, I got to do this. What was that like on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as your competitiveness?
Alec, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can.
Sorry, we're in different places
now.
Right now.
Compete now. This is great. Compete now. Who's going to answer?
Becca, now you confused me. Now I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Well, I did the last one, so I assumed that you wanted to do the next one.
I know. I said something.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said, well, it makes us better, like friendly competition. It's good that we're, like, it's competitive, you know?
He said on a scale of 1 to 10, Alec. Alec, scale the 1 to 10.
Well, I'm saying it's a 10. Like,
we're seeing the first fight. I like it. No, but seriously, so what about your other siblings? I mean, are you guys, is it competitive with them or what?
I kind of feel like it's always been more competitive between me and Alec because we're the two oldest. or he's the oldest guy and I'm the oldest girl. I have a twin, but I'm still older than
Becca, you're
30
seconds older than that.
But I'm the oldest girl and you're the oldest guy.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm sure there's lots of challenges just being in a group, period, but what are some of the challenges, you know, that you guys have about working so close together?
I mean, sometimes we hate each other, but under it all, like, we love each other. We're siblings. I mean, like, last week we had a fight and we didn't talk for, like, 3 days, and then we had a show, and, like, we put all of our problems aside, and we... And it looked like we were best friends. But, I mean, when it comes to, like, working with each other, we're super professional about it. And we put, like, all of our sibling stuff aside, which obviously, like, as siblings, we're going to have stuff happen between us. But
I like that, though. You said under the hate. So under the hate, there's, a layer, a sweet layer of love. Okay, cool.
Loving hate you can ever imagine.
Loving hate. I like that. Okay. So, now, besides music, of course, everybody, I know this is a question you get asked all the time, but we here at Teen Dives, we got to know, because teens, everybody's not on the road performing in front of crowds of screaming fans. So what do you guys like to do in your spare time?
I love sports. Like, I'm about to watch the national championship that starts, like, in 10 minutes.
I like it. Who are you going for?
Honestly, I'm a Memphis Tigers fan, and they suck this year since Cal
left. I hate Kentucky, so
I'm just happy Kentucky's fine. So I'm cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we were really friends until you made that statement. I'm going to go to you, Becca. Go ahead.
I don't think
I can offend anybody with mine. So I really like hanging out, watching movies, and playing with my puppy.
I have a boyfriend named Netflix. I don't know if you met him.
Your boyfriend's name is nice.
So traveling to California to follow you guys' dreams, how difficult was the transition? How difficult was that transition, and why was such a major move like that necessary to further your career?
I think that we both had, like, very different transitions, like, emotionally and just, like, as people coming out here. I was really young. I was 14. So, I mean, I was in between middle school and high school. And it's, like, that transition stage where, like, you kind of, like you grow up, and, like, the friends that you were friends with in middle school, like, you might not be friends with them in high school and stuff. So I think I moved out at, like, a really good time where it was, like, I was, like, open to just meeting new people, and I didn't really make, like, I didn't have, like, lifelong friendships yet. And then Alec was in high school already, so I think his transition was a little harder.
Okay. And,
okay.
We mentioned earlier that you guys were on Aaron Carter's tour. You even mentioned how you actually made up on tour. participated in a bullying tour entitled Music is My Language, which we thought was really interesting. Can you tell us more about that?
That one is still going on. We're not touring outside of California. Like, we just like to stay busy and to, like, help. It helps, like, kids in middle school and stuff. We go perform at their school, and, like, there's the whole thing about anti-bullying, like, teaching us, like, what to do if they're bullied, if their friends are getting bullied, and stuff like that. So, like, it's a good cause, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And what do you hope, like, the kids who come and watch those shows, what do you hope they take away? What's like the takeaway message you hope they get when they leave the venue?
Well, just like for the anti-bullying thing?
Yeah.
Well, I just hope it helps them deal with, like, it. Because, like, I know, like, growing up, like, I could deal with bullying a lot. Like, she was homeschooled. She ended up going to do high school homeschool. But, like just dealing with it better, like finding a better outlet to get things fixed and make things better.
Very cool. Okay.
Okay. So, did you want to answer, Becca? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I feel like sometimes we get, like, emails and, like, DMs and stuff, just kids that we meet at these schools, and they contact us and they tell us how much like, we inspire them and how they, like, relate to our music. And I feel like one of my favorite parts of performing at these schools is that, like, when kids realize that we're just like them, and that they can do the same exact thing, or they can do something that they love, and it doesn't matter, like, what they look like or what they feel and all of everything going on in their lives. So I feel like it's a really good, like, empowerment message, which I love.
Yeah, I definitely get that. A lot of people, actually, I grew up with a lot of people who were, not a lot of people, but people who were bullied in my high school. And music is definitely a way that my friends helped to cope. So it's great when artists and musicians make sure that that message is known. So I definitely appreciate you guys for doing that. So continuing education right after high school is in the plans of many students, like myself. I'm in college now. But
like
did you all, pardon me?
I can transition from the school now it goes into the topic. Like,
what?
Never mind.
I can't hear you at all. You're so muffled.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, did you guys attend a college or university?
I went to school at L.A. Film and Performing Arts.
Oh,
my
nice.
And then I'm going to music school. I'm taking a little bit of time off just because we're touring a lot and we're performing a lot and everything. But I plan on going, so.
Okay. Is there a particular music school that you're thinking about?
I'm looking at a few. I'm looking into the one that Alec went to, but... But I don't know, he's trying to convince me not to go. He says that there's too many guys and not enough girls there. So, I don't know. He's being a protective brother.
Well, no, I think she should go to a school like that's like with a music program. Like, what was your school like that? It's better.
Can anybody else hear him?
Nice.
Alec, you're going in and out. I don't know how their reception is.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. There we go.
Yep, we can hear you now.
It sounded like somebody kidnapped you and you were trying to talk on the phone and say, help me. We didn't know.
No, they were trying to bully me, but then no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Okay. All right. Never
mind. Hello.
Hello.
What?
This is like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me
now?
Yeah,
it really is. I'm just like, oh, my God.
If only that we had that Verizon sponsor, you know?
Exactly. Well, this is a good practice for it. This would be your audition tape. Well, look, everybody can hear me. So, look, I have a question. So, moving away from close family and friends, I'm sure it can be scary. Especially if you've lived in one area your whole life. Since you guys journeyed to Cali, what tips can you share with those that are planning to head that way or to another unfamiliar state?
Just like don't be like shy, cause I love it. Like when I went back to Colorado, it was like weird. It's like so different, but like you just gotta meet people and it's scary. Like change is scary, but change is good.
Absolutely, I like that.
Yeah, I feel like one of, the most important things, just from experience, is that it's, especially from Colorado to L.A. is a lot rougher, just, like, with people-wise, and a lot of people don't have the best intentions. So just to kind of, stay who you are and not don't trust people just so easily.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any horror stories? Any horror stories that you can share and tell some more of your personal
business
so we can judge you? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. No, seriously. Do you guys have any? Going from Colorado. Colorado that's a big state as it is, but then going to, L.A. That's it's Los Angeles. So that's huge. So, did you guys have any of those? Bad experiences or even good experiences in regards to, just getting into the city?
We've had a lot of sketchy people come across our lives out here. A lot of friends that were just in it for a lot of good ones, but also just, like, friends that were in it for, I don't want to say, like, money or anything, but just in it for, like, the wrong reasons. And then a lot of people in the industry, too. So, I mean, don't want to point any fingers, but you know who you are.
You were, that was, you know what? That was very unspecific, but I like it. You didn't want to put anybody under the bus. You did a whole lot of pauses. It was like you really wanted to
say something. I was trying to figure out what to say and what not to say.
I think Alec was on the other line like, she better not do it. She better not say it.
I don't want to say anything. I shouldn't, so that's just...
See? I knew it. I knew because you were too quiet. I was thinking, there's something going on. Because he's quiet, he's just like, and Becca's backpedaling, she's like, just people in general, and then, you know, just people.
Like, one
like,
guy, like, next to a tree somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, real vague answers, but I like it. Okay, I respect
you. You know something's wrong when Alec's quiet.
Yeah.
Something's very wrong.
I connected it to the home phone, so we won't have any more Verizon commercials.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's talk about good friends. Let's begin about the bad ones. So as far as good friends, like even when you get old or just friends you may have had during your high school years, do you still keep in contact with them?
There's a few. There's like a group of kids that like I grew up with, like from like middle school to high school, like played baseball with for like 10 years, like growing up. That like I still keep in touch with some of them, but I mean, there's no friends, you know? It's either family or strangers.
Yeah.
If you watch Fast and Furious 7, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, I consider my really close friends family, too, so I can agree with you more. But, you know, there's a lot of high school seniors who are afraid of that. Like, they're going away to schools that are, like, thousands of miles away from, you know, their friends. So what would you suggest would be, like, the best way to maintain communication with your friends, even outside of just, like, picking up the phone? Like, what else could they do to keep their friendship, like, still as good as it was before they left?
I feel like friendship, like it's a big test when you leave high school and you guys separate. Because the really good friendship, you don't need to spend every day together. It's like if you talk once a week and it's still good, then you know that that friendship's good. If you need to see each other every day, then I feel like that friendship isn't as strong as you thought it was. Woo! That was some, like, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Thank you.
I for sure would have
to know. I sound like a doctor.
That was pretty good. I thought you were reading from like a manual or something myself. That was pretty good.
I wasn't.
That was pretty good.
So making new friends and growing to let me backtrack a little bit. I'm getting word vomit. Making new friends and growing into myself were definitely some of the things that I had to learn to do as a freshman at Mizzou, which is the University of Missouri where I attend. But what would you both consider to be valuable life lessons or like post-high school lessons?
I would say, like, for high school, like, graduating from high school and stuff, like, the real world is definitely not high school. Like, so, if, like, high school, like, I hated high school, but, like, I'm loving life right now. Like, high school isn't forever. Like, that's just 4 years. Like, the people that are popular in high school, they'll probably not be, like, you'll be good. But, like, I just do what you want to do. Like, I like music, so I went to music school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that type of stuff. Like if you know what you want, just go for it.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Go for what you want. Becca, do you have any advice?
Can you ask the question one more time?
Yeah, definitely. So what would you consider to be a valuable life or / post high school lesson?
Okay, I agree with Alex. But I do think that I had a lot of, like, I had a little, like, shock value when I finished high school and I was kind of going out into the world. I thought that a lot of my friendships, going back to kind of, like, what I already said, I thought that a lot of my friendships would be exactly the same as it was in high school. But when you don't see the same people every day and you're not, like, with them all the time, it's a little harder. So I did have, like... It was sad, but at the same time, like, moving on, And now when I look back at it, I'm glad, because I kind of know those friendships weren't like lifetime friendships. So like now I'm looking forward to like the actual real life friends and stuff.
Okay.
That one didn't sound like you were reading. That sounded like from the heart.
Yeah, that one.
I liked it.
Thank you so much. I worked really hard on it.
Okay, so the folks over at Huffington Post, they came up with this really cool list of 30 practical things students need to know before heading off to college. So we picked, you know, the best things that they mentioned. I'm going to talk about them with you guys today. Maybe you can offer some advice. So the first thing, under, like, personal care, they talked about freshmen knowing how to wash their own clothes and cook just, like, basic meals. Not be a chef, but just know how to feed themselves. So, Beck and Alec, at what age did you start doing laundry and cleaning a dish or two?
Okay, Alec's never done it in his life.
What?
Microwavable meals for life.
That's Alex doesn't know how to cook or clean.
That's not true. I can cook. In cooking, I just use the microwave. Like, what's wrong with that?
The microwave, he cooks in the microwave.
Ramen noodle soup.
I'm telling you, ramen noodles will save your life. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
even though I can't eat them anymore.
That's college.
Yeah, I feel you.
For me, I just started kind of washing my laundry, so I'm pretty lucky that, like, I have good parents who will do that. But then also, I mastered the omelet, like, a year ago, so
okay.
I'm on the track. I make a pretty mean omelet.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I'm so glad you did. You start with
so
omelet,
horrible.
Then you work your way up to the next dish, like the next starter meal is like spaghetti. Like no one's
you know
really messed with spaghetti.
You know what? I'm such a good cook that like Food Network is scouting me right now. So let's just leave it at that.
Oh,
okay.
Alec was saying something. Alec was commenting on that. What'd you say, buddy?
I said Becca just made us sound so bad.
Whatever.
Okay. So the next category, they talked about practical life management stuff, and they said that every freshman should know how to responsibly use a credit card and live on a fixed budget. That's tough for pretty much all of us, but do you all believe it ever gets easier to just maintain your money or to budget properly as you get older?
Well, I mean, if you keep working, the more money, like, you make, it'll get easier, but I would just say, like, don't waste money on, like, guac at Chipotle. Don't get guac.
That's the lesson.
Don't get. Becca, you have any advice on ways that, you know, young adults can just get it right when it comes to budgeting or credit card use?
I'm 19, so I feel like right now I haven't felt to get easier yet, but. I'm still learning, but
okay.
I feel like when you're younger and your parents are paying for everything, you get to like when you go to Disneyland, you get the cotton candy and the dipping dots and everything. And then when you do stuff like that, when you are paying for yourself, you're like, you gotta figure out what you want to actually spend your money on. So
I need cotton candy today.
Yeah, probably not. And it's probably for the better. Like, I haven't worked out in 3 weeks.
Oh.
I think I'm funny.
Well, for everyone listening, I have some very brief credit card advice for you when it comes to being a freshman in college. Do not accept a candy bar or a T-shirt for your information for a credit card.
Don't do
we
it.
We fall for it every time, every single time, and they know that candy, they literally lure you in with candy to mess up your credit. Don't do it, folks.
Exactly.
Don't do it. Okay.
I only have a debit card. My mom's like, no.
Smart girl.
If you're going to college, like, go on Craigslist. You could probably get, like, furniture for free and stuff. People just giving it away.
Oh.
That is so
great
stuff. Yeah.
Great
I agree
advice.
With that.
Sorry. I was just thinking, and, like, I just ran. I don't know if you guys already, like, changed the subject, but I was thinking about it.
No, that was right on time, Alex.
I think
like,
about
right
Craigslist on my off time. I actually do go on Craigslist. Look, like, I don't know what I'm going to look for. I just randomly type things.
See folks?
But I'm weird.
Really great advice. Okay. Next category. Under professional category. Okay, so freshmen should know how to put together a resume and a cover letter. Not sure if you guys have had to do that since you've been, like, you know, in music. But in your opinion, what are some of the things that all students should include on their resume? And anybody could chime in here if you guys haven't created
one. I would say, like, just, like, be creative with it. Like, if you think, like, you've done something, that, but it does, like, to you, it might not be, like, anything. Like, to someone that's hiring you, it could, like, that could be the difference maker between you and someone else. Like, just put it on there.
Hey, man, you stole my idea. That's what I'm going to say exactly what he said, only I'm going to say that I said it. So, yeah, that's what I said. I say you need to put creative stuff on your resume because you might not think it's important, but the person doing the hiring might think it's important.
Yeah, that is. Where have I heard that?
I haven't heard that before.
Are we siblings or is Becca?
I don't know. Hey, depends. You cut the check. We hit the road. Let's go.
Hey, we out here. All right, Becca.
Last but not, definitely not least, transportation, all right? Because I even hear, I hear someone's in a car now. So transportation is important. So freshmen should know how to use public transportation, and they also should know how to put gas in their car and change the oil or a tire. And I must admit, I don't know how to change my own tire.
I don't know anything about oil either.
I call AAA. I would probably not be able to do it, but I would try.
Well, no, okay, you know what? Okay, I'll say this, though, because if you've never been in the situation, then, you know, then of course you wouldn't know. So mine was by default. I had to find out the hard way. So I'll give you guys a pass on that. It's just not something you just know all of a sudden, so.
Okay.
Man, my grandpa tried to make sure I was prepared. Oh, go ahead.
I would just look it up on YouTube.
Yep,
this is true.
Hey,
you can actually look up anything on YouTube.
Okay, what about those freshmen who, like, don't get a chance to bring their car the first year of school?
Public transportation should be your best friend.
Absolutely. How valuable is public transportation, especially, like, in a large city like L.A. and New York? Have you guys ever taken public transportation in L.A.? Probably not, but... Have you?
No, but I've taken public transportation in New York.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, you have to.
It's a lot better out there than here.
So in your experience, like, what advice would you give to a young person who's, like, really never been on the subway before or the bus? Like, how can they stay safe? Because I know a lot of people are worried about safety when taking public transportation. Like, any advice?
What'd you say?
Don't make eye contact.
I'm super aware of, like, I watch a lot of SVU, so I'm always very aware of what's going on around me. So I would say, like, especially if you're a female, I wouldn't go alone. I would always make sure that you're with friends or with more than one, or, like, another person, especially at, like, night, because that's scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel that.
I totally get you on that. Now, what are some of you guys' major goals for the future?
Alex?
Go ahead,
okay. Oh, okay. I was letting you go. Ladies first. I would say... just like every other teenager, I want to be able to support myself and, like, be able to change a tire by myself and be just, like, independent, not needing anybody. So I guess we're all in that together.
I feel that.
Well,
amen.
I give you that. So there is nothing, like, Alec, let me hear yours. I do have another question in regards to that, because I think Becca might be holding back. I'm sure there's some other goals.
Okay, well, there is. I thought we were talking about, like real teenage stuff. Okay.
No, but that is real. You are a teenager, and you are a real person. So whatever you want to do.
I want to win a Grammy, and I want to be on a world tour, and I want to hear my stuff on the radio.
That's real stuff. Because the simple fact that you guys, like you just said earlier before, you guys saw this music that you wanted to do and you started doing it. You did it on your own. So I don't think it's far fetched for you to say that you want a Grammy too. So far, everything else that you've wanted, you've kind of done that, right? See, oh my God, I just did that without even That was awesome what I just did. Did you hear that, Ish? That was good.
Yeah, it was good, genius.
God, I should be a host on a radio show. Hey, Alex, so what about you?
My goals, if you asked me like a year ago, I would have been like, oh, a Grammy for sure. But now I don't even care about that. I just want everyone to know my name and listen to my music.
Wow, way to make me look bad, Alex.
No.
I'm being honest.
No. You guys are a group. So if one person is trying to get the Grammy, the other person is trying to get you guys are evenly rounded.
Yeah,
well-rounded. We're good. That's all that means. You're well-rounded. So now how can people stay connected with you so we can help you get this Grammy and help people listen to your music?
You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. It's at TBTGMusic. We don't really use Facebook as much, but it's This Boy, That Girl, and our website's thisboythatgirlmusic.com. But if you want the real thing, April 10th, we have a show at a place called Amplify in Hollywood. And then we have a few more shows in April that are on our website as well. But you guys should definitely come to our shows, too.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Hey, as always, man, we really love having both of you on there, Alex, Becca. We love you guys. We do hope that we can get you back again. Much continued success. Thank you guys for stopping by TV Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
This boy, that girl.
We have lots of guests, but I really like them. No, I couldn't hear Alex much tonight. I think he had bad connection or whatever. But they're just really cool people.
Yeah.
Seriously,
they really are. I like their energy and just, you know, it must be difficult being in a group with your twin brother, but they seem to make it work.
Yeah.
All right. How about we listen to their latest song? Just a little bit, a little something, you know.
All righty.
Well, let's do it.
This is Turn the Night Down. Here we go.
I recall your voice.
Through. You say you don't wanna be here, but I know that you want to. That's so cold, cause you won't show. At least I got a feeling that is what you gon' do. I'm fly, flying in life, but you my wings. So without you, I'ma crash to the ground. Blood gushing, loving me no more. I'm just here hoping you walking through the front door. I'm break hard. I'm telling you, I really been doing the best I can, but you ain't trusting. It's too dark. The silence doesn't help at all, so that music stay bumping. It's like you hunting and I'm running from the gun. How many times you gotta tell me that we are done? Way more than one, respect you have none. This ain't even fun, but I'm still down to turn down.
I recall your voice.
But I can't figure out what's happening. All I got right now is a pad and a pen. Why it gotta be that we both gonna be sad in the end? Come through, that's what I wanted you to do. But now we have something that I wish I could undo. Kick it like Kung Fu and it took months to get to where we were. Now you hate me and it is all a blur. Good times wasted. Now I'm just sitting here in the basement. Writing songs down my heart broken in a million different places. We made this. It's like you running and I'm running from the gun. How many times you gotta tell me that we are done? Way more than one. Respect you have none. This ain't even fun, but I'm still down to turn down.
I recall your voice. I can feel your thoughts. I just want.
and turn the lights down low. Let's turn the night down. Let's turn the night down.
Love it. You love it? You like it? You hate it? You leave it?
I like it. Catchy song. Nice. Very catchy song.
It is.
Turn the night down.
Oh. I wish I could do that. I wanted to. It was inside of me, but it couldn't come out.
It didn't come out how you planned it, huh?
It wasn't going to be right. But anyway, on to entertainment news.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Not even talking.
Let's do it.
I see a jealousy as you're watching.
All right, over the weekend, Kylie Jenner posted artistic images to her Instagram account, seemingly from a photo shoot that she recently partook in, and it caused a lot of controversy. Poor Kylie, she can't catch a break these days. In the pictures, she has an altered complexion. The fair-skinned reality star appears considerably darker than normal, sporting a very bronzed face with like a greenish iridescent like cast or like tint over her face. Now the caption she had under the photo was, "I wish I looked like this all the time." This makeover was not good for her. It just led to cries of racism on social media. She addressed the issues by saying, "This is a black light and neon lights, people. Let's all calm down." But one Instagrammer said, you know, very angrily, he responded, "Appropriating another's culture is not some beauty trend. Whether it be bronze skin, large lips, or wearing dreadlocks, it's a culture, not a costume." So, I don't know if you guys have seen the picture yet. What are your thoughts? Are people overreacting? Or is she doing the most?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it, but I like that comment. Because, I don't know. I don't want to bring it back up, but the Juliana Rancic comment about, you know, it just, I don't know, I agree with the comment, you know, this is a culture, not necessarily a trend, and basically, like I said, the comment spoke for itself, I agree, but I don't know if that's necessarily what she was trying to do, but...
Okay, well, listen, before you say another word, head over to teendiaries.net, the photo's on the homepage, you can take a look at it, then tell us what you think, and then think about what she said, how she wishes she could look like this every day. But Kylie, between this and the whole Tiger, controversy, and then the whole lip thing. It's just like this poor girl can't catch a break. It's like, I understand that she finds beauty in having certain features, whether it be more tan skin, more voluptuous lips, or
that's
whatever. Should she be faulted as that, as a teen, for wanting to be beautiful?
But you're beautiful yourself, by yourself. You being you is beautiful.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, let's keep it real. Kylie looks way better with bigger lips. I'm sorry. She
looks good.
Coming
from somebody
she
getting made fun of, man. I'm telling you. I used to get made fun of all the time, and now it's like some joke or like some the thing to do. Like, girl,
lips?
Yeah, like people used to like put their arms up, like kind of like the duck, like quack quack, but they weren't like quacking. They were like talking about me, and like I used to go home and cry every day. And so now that this is like a trend, I'm just like, you know what? Bye.
See,
like I'm bored.
You're
like
what
this.
You call you were like the Rosa Parks of this movement.
You
fought
Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm.
So now
this should be
your
a holiday
hard work,
in your honor.
Your tears right now are what we're. I can't even fix this up to make sense.
Oh my gosh, she looks like I'm on the homepage, teendiaries.net.
She's like
But here's my thing. She looks like an alien slash.
I think that.
Like an avatar.
It's a twofold thing for me. It's a twofold thing. If you're going to put something up on there, right, you automatically know that, you know, you're going to catch flack from the bigger the star you are, of course, the more hits you might take, the more hits or the more likes you might get for whatever it is. So that shouldn't be like that shouldn't be a surprise to her, and to me it comes out of it's an honest thing or whatever. If she thinks that, you know, this particular thing is beautiful or whatever, I'm sure at some point everybody in that, like for instance, Brianna, you talked about the big lips. At one point, you did not want to have big lips, correct? Or you were not fond of the lips that you have now, correct?
I mean, yeah, but well, exactly. Then you know, talk so to if, my mom. Blah,
but
blah,
wait,
blah,
but did you want? But did you want your lips to look like Kylie Jenner's formal lips?
No, I didn't
I think
want
nobody
that then.
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
Like a line on my face.
That's Isha's point in all this. Isha's point is like the lips. Her lips don't need to be like wanted at all. That's what that.
No. I'm just saying. Look, like I don't know. I mean, her lips look fine, larger, whatever. I guess I'm just biased. I'm just like, just be yourself. You're already very pretty. Like she was clearly very pretty, but going overboard with the lip liner. She was very pretty. So I don't know. I'm gonna get flack for this. I know.
Flack, okay, because she has the bigger lips. She's dating a black guy who is older than her.
Are you right?
That
and he's a rapper, and everybody already thinks that when black rappers get on, they're gonna leave for a white girl. So it's already like
yeah.
her
Kanye.
Car. She's gonna get.
I mean,
the
no, sorry.
So if she didn't have all of that against her, like say if somebody else, like say if it was like not, let me not say Miley Cyrus because that would be terrible, but say if it was like,
absolutely.
Name another white actress I can't even think of right now.
Angelina Jolie has full lips. But hers are natural.
Yeah. Okay, so say if Angelina Jolie, since she already has full lips, and she were to do a photo shoot, a creative photo shoot like Kylie did, and it looked as if her skin was darker, do you think she would get as much flack as Kylie Jenner?
Yes, I do. She gets, I think she would. Maybe not as much. She might not get as much because the Kardashians are their targets. I mean, think about anything they do. I mean, even if it's a good thing, you're a target or whatever. So that's the only reason why I say that. But I think Angelina would get flack for it, but she wouldn't get as much. I don't know. Maybe she would. Nah.
I just don't see, like, I just don't think she should have took these pictures. Like, the more I look at it, the more upset I get because it's just like.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, here.
Get you some big lips, girl.
She
wants
some
big lips.
Let
her get some big lips.
No. So this is definitely what I'm taking away from this conversation. Mm. Whether you are white or whether you are black or whether you are Asian or you are Mexican, bottom line, don't look like another race in any photograph.
Be yourself.
That's that. You can't look like another race.
So you're saying even if you admire something, you'd be like, man, I wish I had this. Because I'm thinking it's just in that moment. That's what that thing is. It's about that moment, and she said that. Does she feel like that all the time? I doubt it. I'm sure she saw something. She said, man, that's so pretty. I want to be black, or I want to be this. I want to have big lips like Brianna. And so she had that moment, and she did that. My thing is, she said
she doesn't want. She didn't say, "Ooh, this picture is beautiful," and this is like. She didn't end it with that. She said, "I wish I could look like this all the time."
Like every
day.
Does she mean like the quality, like her skin is all glowy and stuff, or like does she mean like the color of her skin or whatever?
Right.
I'm just saying we say things
context
in the moment. I've said stuff in the moment. I'm not gonna repeat it on the show because we need sponsorship. But I've said some things that.
But she took the photo down. See, this is where I get mad. It's like you put it out there,
yeah,
like
you're right.
Standing behind
I
something,
totally agree.
And then you take it down.
She got sponsors, and she probably got people that said, "Hey, you got to take that down. We ain't gonna be able to fool with you."
That's the issue because it's like, why are you taking it down? You don't want to look like this anymore, or like,
right?
You changed your mind. I don't know. Whatever. We investigate too deep, is it? We going deep. Too deep.
Okay, well, moving on to two black women that are actually black and we love, Rihanna and Beyonce. Okay, so the Easter Bunny wasn't the only busy one this weekend. Both Rihanna and Beyonce dropped brand new singles. Beyonce announced her new song, Die With You, with a short video of her performing it, which she shared on her Facebook and Instagram pages. The beautiful, simple video features Beyonce sitting at the piano in a black baseball hat and a Thriller t-shirt, playing and singing a soulful tune. And at the end of the clip, the cameraman reveals himself, and who do you think it is?
Is it Janet?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Jay?
I was about to say the next part of that song, and I had to stop myself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When you were like, Jigga, and I was like, oh,
what's,
I can't finish.
What is my name?
Funny boy.
Yeah, Jay-Z, it was pretty cool. So Beyonce shared the song on April 4th, which is the couple's 7th wedding anniversary. Congratulations.
Aww.
Of course, if you want to hear the song, where do you got to go? Where?
Title.
TeenDiaries.net. No.
Wrong.
Oh, I thought
no.
It was
a
title.
Was that a plug for us? Or no, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should hang up on me. I'm sorry. I was wrong for that. Teen Diaries is where you can get it. That's where you can go listen to it.
Oh, wrong. It's on Tidal.
Where is it? Tidal? I'm sorry.
That's
yeah,
what I said. That's what I said at first. See, my lips got in the way. I got big lips too, and they got in the way. And you thought I was okay.
Oh, gosh. So like I mentioned, Rihanna also debuted a single this weekend. The artist performed it. It's called American Oxygen. She performed it for the first time on Saturday as she welcomed the Final Four teams into the NCAA basketball tournament. She had a headlining set at the March Madness Music Fest at Indiana's White River State Park. So I'm sure if you want to hear that song, where are you going to have to go?
Tidal.com. We were right.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about her other song.
Which one?
Beep, Better Have My Money.
We talked about that last week. You were definitely asleep last week. You were asleep. You were.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we did.
It's Monday night. I apologize.
It's okay. Easter, you had too many.
That song's
a
week old. Yeah, we did talk about it last Monday.
Man, I've been jamming in it for the last whatever in my car, but okay.
Okay. Oh, this one is classic. Okay, y'all are not ready. So, though Obama daughters Malia and Sasha were named among Time Magazine's 25 most influential teens of 2014, First Lady Michelle Obama thinks otherwise. She's quoted saying, "I don't know why they're not influential. They just live here."
Oh,
I can't.
Mom.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I can't wait. She was jokingly
Obama.
Saying this on Live with Kelly and Michael during Monday's episode broadcast from the White House. Now, she basically said they have done nothing to gain any influence. Like, why are they on this list?
Hey, that was the realest look.
Yeah,
that was
the realest.
She got Michelle Obama. She turned into a G right there. For being so real.
Yeah.
Because they haven't done anything. That was honest.
Right.
That's the truth. They are the daughters. That's it. They're not over there having luncheons. You know what? If they want to be influential, they could come support Pretty Girl Sweat. There's a bunch of things they could do. I'm just saying. And it's not that they have to. They're teenagers. They're living their life in a fishbowl at that. But that was when the Black Mama came out. It wasn't no more First Lady. It was.
True.
She might as well just say, honey, they ain't done nothing. She might as well say just like that, rolled her eyes and everything on her neck, and I would have been right there with her. Exactly. Go with the whole stereotype. I'm with it. Because that was honest. That was real right there.
So real. First Lady. Okay. She's incredible. Cheer, did anybody watch Black Girls Rock?
Black Girls Rock.
I missed it. I'm sorry. I need to go on YouTube or catch it on BET.com or something. I'm so sad I missed it.
I work with Black Girls Who Rock. I don't need to watch it. No, I'm kidding. But I do. But y'all do rock, but I do need to watch it. I will check it out.
I'm
so
like,
nice.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's BET. You're only going to run it like 15 more times.
Oh, they sure
tonight.
Are. Yeah. Well, hopefully they do. It's a pretty inspiring show. It was difficult watching it while, basketball was on at the same time. It's like, you can't make me make decisions like that. Like, that's just...
Hey, Issa's a G. Y'all just don't know. She's a basketball head, too. She does not play.
But, I mean, it was... incredible. The First Lady was on. Erykah Badu performed. I mean, endless talent was in the building. Jada Pinkett Smith was recognized. Will Smith introduced her on stage, and of course, did the most the sweetest husband intro that anyone could ever do, and like almost brought her to tears, and even had Willow smiling from ear to ear, like, "That's my daddy." Yeah. He is cute, and he is rich, and that is my daddy. Yeah. It was
if they ever break up, I'm gonna stop believing in love and Christmas and Easter and everything that's important in life. No, I'm see. I'm just saying. They just seem like, if anything, if what black couple do you know has been together that long in the spotlight? That is
right. And dominating in the spotlight, like they're not like, you know, D-level actors just like hanging on. They're like black
exactly.
Mecca of Hollywood. Yeah. They're not. I don't even
exactly.
call them black Hollywood. They're just at the top tier of Hollywood. Period. Let's just
yep.
put them in the same category with like Tom Cruise and everybody
yeah.
else that's at the top.
I mean, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I concur.
Yeah. Well, that's all, folks, for entertainment news this week. Hope you enjoyed.
I did. Birthday.
Boom.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday.
Hey.
Y'all don't fire me today. Please don't fire me today.
Yeah. Birthdays, baby. April 6th, TV actress Peyton List will be 17. That's today. On tomorrow, April 7th, actor Jackie Chan will be 61. Actor Russell Crowe, who played Noah Gladiator, will be 51. Football player Tiki Barber will be 40. Y'all don't even remember who that is. Anyway, rapper DJ Loaf will be 24.
DJ Loaf.
Hey,
Dave
first of all, listen. I'm sorry. First of all, I know.
Oh, my God.
First of all.
You're like, let it try me.
Dave Loaf, try me. I know. Anyway, I butchered her name. I'm sorry, Shawty. I didn't mean to butcher your name. I know it's Dave. What is the first part?
I'm crying. Dez Loaf.
I don't like saying it. It's a girl. Okay, anyway, Meatloaf's birthday is on 24. She's going to be 24. Rapper Biz Markie will be 51. Actress Kristen Stewart of the Twilight series will be 25. Pop singer Jesse McCartney will be 28. And singer, oh, good God, Jasmine Sullivan, I'm sorry, her voice alone, she, never mind, 28.
She's
she'll
great.
Be 28. Let me just go and keep this show wholesome. She'll be 28. Actress Shay Mitchell will be 28 on April the 10th. Singer Mandy Moore will be 31. Actor Orlando Jones will be 47. Rapper Q-Tip, y'all better Google that boy, 45. April 11th, rapper David Banner will be 41. April 12th, TV host David Letterman. Actually, this is his last year. He's actually going to be signing off from the Tonight Show. Excuse me, The Late Show. Whatever it's called. You know what it is. David Letterman. He's on Channel 5, CBS. He's not going to be there much longer. You know what it is. And those are the birthdays. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of birthdays this week. Wow. Tons.
DJ.
Okay,
Love.
Folks.
God.
Yeah.
I guess we ain't gonna get her on the show.
DJ Loaf.
My name. Sorry, Shawty. I really didn't mean to get your name like that. Good God.
I know. He didn't mean it. Now, what we do mean, though, is that our parallel lines tank designed by LA artist Tanya Calderon is available now at teendiaries.net/shop, and 100% of proceeds fund free fitness programs and also aid in our mission to help end childhood obesity. So visit teendiaries.net/shop to make a purchase today, and then also go to teendiariesfoundation.org to see what we do, see why we sell these T-shirts, all right? And in addition to that, if you want to join our team, our annual Teen Reporter Search has finally launched. You sent emails for months. You sent tons of requests. You wanted to know, how can we be down? Now you can be down. Bye. Well, you get the chance to be down because it's very competitive, and you might get the chance to be down. So, but you got to be in it to win it, okay? So go to teendiaries.net/teenreporter to get the details on how you can apply, download an application, get it in fast. To get to the top of the
yeah,
pile.
Do
all
it.
Right, guys. Yeah, just
do
it.
Do
just
it.
Like Nike. Just do it.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Do it.
Oh.
Do it.
Other news. Did you guys know that April is African American Women's Fitness Month? Just found
out.
Not
I just said that, Ish. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I had no idea. Thanks, Brianna. It was a little history about it. It was founded by Sheila Madison of Sheila Madison and Associates in 2010. The national event is designed to encourage health awareness through physical activity for African-American women. Woohoo! Visit our very own prettygirlsweat.com and also instagram.com/prettygirlsweat to get tons of sweatspiration, as we like to call it, nutrition tips, and plenty, plenty more. Sweatspiration.
I like it.
Hey, sweating is beautiful because pretty girls sweat, okay?
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. I had no idea. African-American Women's History Fitness Month, or just Women's Fitness Month. I just added the history. Had nothing to do with that. So
like
just,
that.
Yeah, that's not.
And Brianna, African-American women are known for having big lips.
They are.
Man, yeah, we are. We're known for having a lot of great things. I love our people. I love all people. And I love our people very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of that, great segue, even though we don't have much time, but I love that statement you made that you said, we love our people. I love all people, but we love our people. Now, do you understand how the First Lady is catching a lot of flack from citizens about her supporting Black Girls Rock and actually saying on the telecast that Black Girls Rock? They're like,
They do.
What does that mean? They're like, are you saying that other races don't rock?
Something?
I'm not saying that. If they have a show to say, have another show to say Orientals rock, I'll be like, I guess they do. If you got a show about it, get you a show.
Right?
But
she
let's
was
be
on
honest.
The show.
Though. Let's be honest. If Nancy Reagan or.
You right.
Can you imagine?
Don't you do it. Don't you do
TV
it. The difference is. You know the difference. Listen.
White girls
we can't,
rock.
We're not going to dance around the fact.
Topic?
We're not going to dance around the fact that the minorities have had a hard time for a long time. So if we get, if the First Lady happens to be Black and she's going to support her people, there's nothing wrong with that, as she should. It'd be different.
I agree.
If she, yeah, we haven't been a superpower in this world for a minute. We've always been I wouldn't even say number two. We've been number five.
Right.
So I say she can say it. She can wear a T-shirt. She can bedazzle the T-shirt if she want to and say it.
Yeah, like,
I wish
I would have
wore
an
afro that day with a pick in it and said it. That would have been.
Man,
perfect.
And with a leather jacket.
That would have made
with a leather jacket, an old school leather jacket with a fist up.
Incredible. Turn up. Well, guys, if you want to chime in on that, just hit us up on Twitter at Teen Diaries to tell us what you think about that. But as always, thanks for listening to TD Radio. We hope you enjoyed our advice for high school seniors. If you feel like we didn't answer your question, just hit us up on Twitter as well.
You're talking
we'll get
so
back
fast.
Yeah, or shoot us an email at info@teendiaries.net. I talk fast. This boy, that girl. Be sure to tune in next time for more awesomeness. Until then, follow us on Twitter, like I said, at Teen Diaries, at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.
Boom! She killed it! Ages is a killer!
TD Radio.